podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we conclude chapter 1 in the Gospel of Mark. Our practice will be in verses 40 through 45. A leper came to Jesus and, kneeling down, begged him and said, "If you wish, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, he stretched out his hand, touched him, and said to him, "I do will it. Be made clean." The leprosy left him immediately, and he was made clean. Then, warning him sternly, he dismissed him at once. Then he said to him, "See that you tell no one anything, but go, show yourself to the priest, and offer for your cleansing what Moses prescribed. That will be proof for them." The man went away and began to publicize the whole matter. He spread the report abroad so that it was impossible for Jesus to enter a town openly. He remained outside in deserted places, and people kept coming to him from everywhere. I can remember seeing some people at their wits' end, really their life's end, as I have watched two people die from being consumed by Satan's addiction of excess by drugs and perverted sex. One would die from an overdose, and the other would die from complications of AIDS. Both were addicted to sex and cocaine, as each was remanded to live in it. Constant shame. I can remember vividly seeing an open flame and the complications and inebriations of smoking cocaine, leading to perverted sexual encounters that killed them both. Jesus was there while the will of self does kill, for he won't intrude when decisions of self are fulfilled. I can remember both of these souls on their knees crying in pain, asking for relief that neither would gain. For once they overcame the sickness of shame, they would seek this feeling that not a soul would ordain, because it led them back to death of a being that wouldn't regain his mind or body, as demise then took away his moan, that he can't control the craving of shame, for they had no one to blame. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. "I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things." Prayers for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julie and Gabriel and Jeffrey. We pray for our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the others living in this war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, the men in blue, especially a prayer for Howard Richmond. We pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ. Evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Mark's Gospel. It concludes chapter 1 today. It's a three-stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, "Wish You Would Clean Me." Jesus begged by kneeling leper, wish you would clean me. Pity moved Jesus, hand stretched him touched. It willed, do I, saying Jesus, clean made, be, see. Immediately leprosy left, cleaning him from head to toe. Dismissing him sternly, Jesus said, without spoof, see to it you tell not a soul. Priest, go, see, prescribed by Moses, as proof. Matter whole publicized as he went. Report spread, Jesus couldn't hide when sent. Impossible to open towns as a convent. Places deserted, outside remained people to lament. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's August 1st, 2022. Recording this morning at 6:14 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soul man in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. She's by my side this morning. I'm getting ready to get up and get moving. Got things we do on a Monday morning. First, go receive the body and blood of Jesus. Amen. And from there, continue our day of love of serving Him. May we continue to lift up our friends who are in need of prayer. Those that I remind myself of knowing today. John and Shane, the two people I spoke of today. These two men lost their lives to addictions and allowed Satan to overcome their ability to call out to Jesus and ask for healing. As the leper does, comes before Jesus, just ask him, if you wish, you can make me clean. You have to believe in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has the power to do that. Remove your shame, and you will find what Jesus asks of you when he does will it to ordain you. Amen. To our good friends John and Marie, God bless you. Have an awesome day in the Lord. As we close today at 8:09 in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for all things. God bless you. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus.